This is the Ramadan Quran reflection taken from Juz 23. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surah 33, Ayat 59. O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to bring down over themselves part of their outer garment that is more suitable, that they will be known and not be abused, and ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. Inshallah, in this Quran reflection, I would like all of us, including myself, to take a reflection upon our own hijab. What stage are we at in obedience to Allah in hijab? First reflection, hijab when dealing with the non-mahram. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, segregate men from women, provider confronting each other frequently with one another. The society will be afflicted with a cureless pain. Again, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, a needle striking with full force on the head is better than the touch of a woman who is not mahram to you. Have we observed this part of our hijab, both for men and women? Secondly, in this ayat specifically, it talks about the hijab of dressing. Are we observing the hijab of dressing? Also seen in Surah Nur, Ayat 30, and not display their beauty except what is apparent, and they should place their kumar over their bosom. Hijab in this ayat is talking about pulling the head covering around over top of one's chest. The ayat in the beginning of this Quran reflection also talks in similar, because a group of women that were believing women were being abused in the time of the Prophet. And that ayat in the beginning of Surah 33, Ayat 59, was revealed so that they would cover themselves. This is meaning not only the hijab, but it was a longer hijab that covered the part of their body. Some even claim to say it covers even lower than to the feet. In a hadith by Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, the eye is the spy of the heart and the messenger of the intellect. Third, hijab of the eyes. Say to the believing women that they should cast down their glances and guard their private parts by being chaste. Also similar, we see this for men in a separate part of the ayat. Let us reflect upon this ayat and what maybe we have been observing in our everyday life. And to this I mean, have we truly been observing hijab in the following three ways that I have just previously mentioned? Have we been obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the main objective? Let us ask some questions here. Is one permitted to shake the hand of a non-mahram? Certainly no. In Islam we say no. One is not wearing the hijab at all, or a partial hijab, and flaunting themselves in front of a non-mahram. Also, is it okay for a woman to wear hijab but not fully cover by wearing tight pants, tight shirts, shorter shirts, one that reveals oneself? Or maybe even, what about when we reflect upon ourselves and dealing with the opposite gender? This one seems to be a hard one for many. But in the long run, it's just that we need to have obedience to Allah's commands. He certainly knows more than us. On an outward scale, we can see that many things in the Western society stem and are corrupted from the very fact that both genders mix and mingle. So why hijab? Well, first and foremost, it's an obligation to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means it is wajib for us to observe. We really don't have the right to say, no, we don't want to wear this. It's like saying, no, we really don't want to eat halal, or no, we don't want to refrain from alcohol. This is a wajib for both men and women. Wearing hijab protects us from the indecent looks from men that are not our husbands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we want to in ourselves look beautiful. So he has designed us in it, but he has asked us to regulate it and only observe it and do that in front of your husbands. Now, just touch briefly is that it is a natural instinct, natural want for a woman to want to look beautiful and to beautify herself. This is how we are created. However, Islam has come to show a regulation in it. That means we don't try to beautify and look beautiful for everyone else, but we regulate it by doing so for our husbands. This is Islam. It is regulating things. So last I want to mention is that hijab is not just for women. Hijab is also for men, and it's stated in the Quran that one should lower their eyes and guard their private parts. This means men do have hijab. Do we observe it and see it in everyday life here in the West? No, certainly we could say we do not see that in a lot of men. Let us be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start now. Put on the hijab. Go slowly with it. Work your way to full obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah will reward you greatly for your obedience to Him. Wa akhiru du'ana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.